Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Triple Challenge Tarot Full Moon Live Tarot Reading. I am your host, Tarouk Vishal, and unfortunately tonight, my co-host Aluma cannot join us. She is currently on vacation, so I will be taking callers. And I know the show is a little late, but to be honest, there was a power outage in my area, and you know, I said I will not let this power outage win. I will come and give you guys rereading, because the original show was scheduled for 11, but my power just came on like 30 minutes ago, so I had to make the show and come through for you guys, okay? So let's get it started, and I will take the first caller, which is 780. 780, you're on the air.
Yes, thanks so much for taking my call tonight.
Hi, what is your name, or what would you like to be called?
My name is Jay. I'm calling from Canada.
James?
Jay.
Jay, okay. So, Jay, what is your question?
My question is regarding some of the lessons I'm learning in my practice right now of a program that I'm taking for the last 6 months. I'm in the last 40 days of it. So, are some of the messages that could be coming in the forefront for me.
Okay, so this is the program like in school, like maybe a little bit more specific?
It's my yoga intensive program.
Yoga intensive?
Yes.
Okay. All righty. Now, the present position, so what's happening right now is the Hierophant. That's the present position. And the Hierophant, you know, this is a card about having secret knowledge, secret wisdom. Okay, this is a card about also being a mentor. Now, are you thinking about mentoring people or guiding people or helping people? You know, when you do this yoga class, are you planning when you're done also being a mentor and helping people?
I haven't thought about that far yet. I got 40 days to go, so I really can't say.
You really can't say. Well, the Hierophant is definitely picking up on this energy of you connecting, because in my deck, which is the African deck, it's showing a man who's connecting to the earth, you know, he's connecting to the universe, to the sky. And when you do yoga, if I'm not mistaken, you know, because I'm not a yoga connoisseur, but you are connecting with the earth, aren't you? You're connecting with the universe, you know, you're meditating, you're doing things of that nature. So to me, the Hierophant energy is definitely saying you're establishing a connection to your inner self and also the outer, you know, the micro and the macro. That's really what the Hierophant is all about. And maybe this card is saying that when the 40 days are up, you may want to explore, you know, teaching others what you have learned.
Mm. I was thinking of putting one of my programs. I think I put it into one of my programs, like a teaching, as part of my teachings. Yeah.
Definitely. It seems like, you know, you would be a good mentor. You would be a good leader for people. The Hierophant is a card about having that leadership and also having this knowledge and wisdom and to create something out of it. So it seems like you'd be able to make a profitable business if you were to explore the avenues of teaching other people and people gravitate towards you. you know, and wanting to learn, because not everybody knows how to practice yoga or, you know, do things like that. So I feel like this card is picking up on your energy that you do have resonance with instructing and teaching and having people come to you, people who would need your guidance. So that definitely is the present position. Now, the next card is the immediate influences, and it's the Four of Swords. Now, this card signifies kind of like taking a break from people. Have you been feeling that way? Like you need to kind of be to yourself, kind of be away from people. And you know, this is a card about being in the meditative state, about kind of taking time out for yourself. You know, this is a card about solitude. It's a card about, it's a card about reflecting and kind of like resting, you know, before you want to come out again into the world. This is a card about kind of being to yourself. So this does make sense to you, the immediate.
Yes. Oh, yeah, it does.
Okay. Now, the goal or destiny is the Eight of Swords. Now, this is a card, you know, this card symbolizes obstacles and conflict as the goal or destiny. So maybe this card is kind of showing, I don't want to say some difficulty in the goal or destiny, because, you know, if this is the goal or destiny, it hasn't happened yet. But it seems like maybe you will have some challenges that you'll have to kind of overcome along the way. Maybe this is about the 40 days, you know, maybe there will be some obstacles you have to overcome, or some type of situations that have not presented themselves, or maybe it'll be some difficulty that you'll encounter. So maybe this card is kind of saying to keep a heads up on some difficult things. But, you know, in my deck, it's showing a man fighting a demon. So there's a demon trying to come for his center or where he rests, but the man is attacking this demon. So it's showing to me that you're going to fight back, that you are very dedicated and committed to your practice. And if there are any obstacles or situations, you know, or maybe some difficulties, that you are going to fight back whatever type of obstacles or trouble or conflict or, you know, things of that nature, you are going to fight that back, okay? So this can be a slightly negative card, but it's a card about fighting whatever obstacles come your way, okay?
Yeah.
Do you have any questions pertaining to this card? Or?
No, I understand what's going on. It's working with the heart energy in my last 40 days, so stuff definitely can come up.
Yeah. But you're a fighter, you know, so this card is definitely showing a man with a rock ready to beat that demon up. So you are a fighter. So definitely that card is coming up. Now, the next card is the Distant Path Foundation, okay? And it's the High Priestess. So to me, this is saying that you have always had an inner connection to your spirit. You know, the High Priestess is about always listening to that inner voice, always listening to that intuition and listening to your gut and going along with it. So this is a card that is saying that you've always been like that. You've always listened to your inner voice. You've always gone with your feelings. If something doesn't seem right, you go with it. You're able to access the Akashic Records, you know. Does that make sense to you?
I don't know about the Akashic Records, though. But...
Well, you know, our voice, the inner voice, you know, your voice that comes into your head and tells you something is right or something is wrong, you know, that's the Akashic. That's the spirit realm. That voice is the universe. That is a fragment of the universe that we are all connected to. We all have a fragment of the universe within us. We all are universe energy, you know, so that voice that you have inside you is the Akashic Records. If you sit down and you ask it questions, it will give you answers, you know. A lot of times, you know, in the past I've heard, if you have a question, ask yourself it over and over again, go to sleep, and when you wake up, you'll find the answer. You know, that's the Akashic Records. We're all connected to that universal energy. So the High Priestess energy is telling me that you've always had, you've always listened to yourself. You've always listened to your intuition, okay? I mean, does that at least make sense to you, the Akashic does it?
I don't know about the Akashic Records, but the intuition, yes.
Okay. All right, so that's the distant path, okay? Now, the recent path is the Two of Pentacles. Now, the Two of Pentacles is telling me, you know, that you've been juggling multiple sources of income. Does that sound familiar to you, or is that true?
Only got one income source right now.
Okay. So, well, let's say this is a card about time management as well. So have you been, you know, good at managing your time, at juggling multiple things, you know, let's say as far as the yoga and your work or the situation?
Oh, yes, yeah.
Have you?
Yeah, at work I gotta juggle
Okay.
stuff at work and also with the yoga for sure. I definitely had to do that for the last 160 days.
Okay, yes. Yeah, so then definitely that's really what more it was than picking up on that. It's the, you know, juggling different things. And also, once again, you know, if you take this school thing, you know, like to instruct people with yoga, you're going to make money off of that. So maybe for a while, you will be, you know, juggling the job that you have now and also working on the yoga, you know, and instructing people and making money off of that. So maybe this card is possibly picking up on that energy. So that Six of Pentacles is juggling, you know, being able to prioritize and you know, have multiple things going on at the same time and be able to juggle those things. So that's the recent past. Now, the future influence is the Five of Wands. Now, this card is a card of preparing for a test, which is, you know, what you're going to be doing, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so the Five of Wands, you know, it's a card about, you know, testing. It's a card about, you know, preparation. It's a card about training. You know, it's a card about simulation. So, you know, I'm not sure if you practice at home or if you are trying to get, you know, the positions right or, you know, whatever it is that you have to do for your yoga. You know, this card is picking up that you're getting ready to test and prepare and train for something. You know, you're trying to master this. So for the future influence, the Five of Wands is saying, you know, you're getting ready for something. You're getting ready for a test. You're getting ready to go in and you know, take this challenge on because it is going to be a challenge. You know, this card, it can also be about challenges and facing these challenges. So this card is definitely picking up on that energy for the future influence, okay?
Okay.
Now, the next card is the about the questionnaire, and it's the Knight of Pentacles, okay? And the Knight of Pentacles, this is a card about a teacher. So you're getting a lot of energy that's talking about teachers and being a mentor. The Knight of Pentacles is somebody who is a mentor, somebody who is generous, somebody who's a teacher, somebody who has who's responsible, you know, who can help others, who's generous, who's upright, you know. So this is a card that's speaking on qualities that are amazing for somebody who is a teacher or who's going to be a teacher. So you do have this energy around you that is directing towards the teacher avenue. I know you may not see it right now, but the cards are picking up on this teacher-type energy, okay?
Okay. Definitely is.
Okay.
Definitely is. I am actually a teacher of drumming, but I'm just going to figure out how am I going to install or put this wisdom into my drumming course. So
well, no
sense.
Wonder the present position was the Hierophant. You know, the present position picked up on that teaching energy because the Hierophant, you know, the first card that came out for you was a teacher. So you definitely had that teacher energy coming out in the reading. Now, the next card is the environmental factors, and it's the Nine of Swords. And this is a card about being worried about nightmare, about feeling in desperation. Are you worried about you know, like not passing this test, or are you, you know, is there a part of you that's feeling like you might not pass it, or are you having, like, negative thoughts, or you're not feeling like, you know?
Hello?
Yeah, Jay, I was asking you, do you feel like, because the Nine of Swords, this is a card about, like, nightmares, it's a card about your mind attacking you. Do you feel like there's a part of you that feels like maybe you're not going to pass, or are you having negative thoughts when it comes to this test that's coming up in the next 40 days? Is there a part of you that feels like, you know, oh, my God, you know, does this make sense to you?
No, I don't have any apprehensions about the last 40 days.
Okay. Because this card, you know, this is the Nine of Swords. Okay, the Nine of Swords, you know, this is a card that's picking up on, you know, nightmares. It's a card about when you're kind of going in on yourself when, you know, you can't sleep at night or, you know, because of, you know, thoughts that are just kind of like not serving you correctly. But since you're saying that you're not feeling that, then we'll go on to the next card, okay? So the next card is the inner emotion, and it's the Temperance card, okay? Now, the Temperance, this is a card about harmonizing your inner energy. This is a card about having balance, okay? Now, like I said before, I'm not an expert on yoga or anything, but yoga is about balance, correct? About balancing your energies and things of that nature?
Right. Yes, also spiritual development, too.
Okay, so the Temperance is all about that. This is a card about being inspired creatively as well. This is a card about serenity, you know, and once again, if I'm not mistaken, you know, yoga, is it about achieving that serenity or that nirvana or, you know?
Yep.
Yes, okay. So the Temperance card is definitely, so Temperance card is definitely picking up on that, okay? So it definitely is. Now, the last card, the final result, is the Queen of Swords. Now, the Queen of Swords, this is a card about somebody who can balance emotion and logic, okay? The Queen of Swords, this is somebody who is intellectually independent. This is somebody who can have multiple things happening at the same time. They're able to juggle, you know, different things. The Queen of Swords, you know, this is somebody who is logical, but they can also help others, you know. So it definitely is having that balance. Now, once again, I do see this as a teacher energy. People are able to come to you, and you're able to give them help, but you also can give them tough love, or you can be, you know, hard on them when it needs to happen. You know, when you need to be hard on them, you are. You know, you don't sugarcoat things. You're very, you can be very, I don't want to say hard on people, but you push people to their limits to get what they need to get out of what they're trying to achieve. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I can be that way too.
Okay, so that's definitely the Queen of Swords energy. That's the final result. And I feel like if you do take the route of the teacher, you know, when it comes to yoga, it could definitely suit you, you know, being that kind of instructor. So that is my reading. What do you think?
That's pretty cool. It's pretty awesome. It just confirms everything that I've been doing for the last 6 months. So keep on doing it. Just think words of encouragement, because, you know, it's been a long hours doing it, I tell you. Lots of devotion towards it.
No, definitely. It's going to pay off. It's definitely showing it's going to pay off. You have a lot of amazing teacher and instructor, and you know, you're a good person. It definitely is coming out over here, and you're trustworthy. People can rely on you. You're an upright individual. You know, you have your values, you have your morals. You know, people can trust you, you know. So it's definitely showing all of that. So, Jaya, I'm glad I could help you, and thank you so much for calling.
Oh, yeah, it was a great reading. Thank you much for taking your time for doing this. It's a great reading. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you so much. Okay, so we'll take another caller, and I will take 201. Okay, 201. Hello.
Hi, how are you? Could you hear me?
I could hear you perfect. I could hear you perfect. Now, let me shuffle the cards right quick so I could clear them out for you.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give me your name, please?
My name is Hadassah.
Can you repeat that?
Hadassah.
Hadassah?
Yeah, that's my blog name. You mean my
Hadassah,
real name?
Okay. No. Hadassah is fine.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, can you give me your question, please?
I'm trying to make changes, so I'm looking to find out if what I set my intentions on. Do you see any positive outcomes? I'm trying to move and change jobs.
Okay, so you want to see, you want the cards to pick up which direction you should go. You know, the future, basically, you want to see of the direction where you're going right now.
Yeah, I really want to see if I'm on the right track to get both of these things done.
Okay. Okay. Let's see these cards come to stop. Ooh, right there. You know what? Let's do that. Okay. Okay, so the first card, the present position, what's happening right now, is the Temperance card, okay? And like I told the previous caller, this is a card about balancing yourself, okay? You're trying to find yourself and balance your energy. You know, maybe you're currently feeling like you're out of balance right now, but this is a card that's kind of saying, you know, go into yourself. Like, do you meditate?
Yes, I do. As
okay.
much as I can.
This is a card about, you know, this is a card about, you know, meditating and harmonizing those energies. You know, the path that you're on is the right one, but you have to, in this path, you have to have a balance of protecting yourself, but not the extreme, you know, because in my deck, it's showing a man, an older man, an elderly man, he's walking down a path, right? And see from the back, he's wearing a shawl. So he looks like a helpless man. But what you don't know is he's carrying a knife, okay? So this is a card about protecting yourself, but not overly extremely protecting yourself, you know? It's kind of like know when to attack when you're being attacked, not attacking, okay? So have you been kind of feeling defensive lately?
Yes, because in both situations, with me trying to move forward, I have men that are attacking me. I have my bosses.
So this card is this card is showing you with that knife. The card is showing you with that knife, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it definitely is picking up on. Rip, can you repeat that?
In both situations, it's been a lot of backstabbing.
Wow, yeah. So it definitely is showing, you know, you having to rebalance yourself because after being attacked like that and having to be on the defense, you can be kind of leaning to one side of being a fighting and defending yourself, but learn how to bring it back to where you're in harmony of your energies, you know, where you have both, where you have that you are open to others, but you also know how to protect yourself. This is a card kind of like telling you to bring it back a little bit. You know, that did happen. But bring it back some, you know, and have a woo-saw moment and recharge and bring that knife back, you know, to hide it again. You know, don't have it out anymore. Hide it again.
My knife,
have it ready for
the
next one.
He had the knife or I had the knife?
You have the knife to protect yourself because when somebody attacks you, you fight back. You know, when somebody attacks you, you defend yourself. The card is saying that, you know, you still have that knife out. No, to bring it back and bring it back in and rebalance it, you know, have it both. Have both like the yin and the yang, you know. Know how to attack, but also know how to, you know, be open to others, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Not to have that attack energy always out. So that's the present position. Now the next card is the immediate influence, and it's the King of Swords. So we were speaking about backstabbing, you know, and knives and all of that. The immediate influence is the King of Swords. Now, this is a card that is showing somebody who is self-cautious. So you're very cautious when it comes to yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is a card of somebody who's objective also. So it seems like, you know, you – when people come into your life, you kind of look at them like at a distance, like, you know, like you're not trustworthy of people off the bat. Does that make sense to you?
I've been betrayed too many times.
Yeah. And this card is also showing like love of the law. You know, you have your own personal law, you know, like you have things that you allow, that you don't allow, things that you, you know, if somebody breaks those laws that you for yourself have, you know, you chop them off. Is that true?
Yes, because
like you have
I
your
mean,
own rules. You know, like you have rules when it comes to relationships, to friendships, And if people break those rules, those laws, you know, there's consequences to them. And the King of Swords, he's a fighter. He's a defender. He does not play when it comes to people messing with
loyalty
him.
Is everything. You know. Loyalty
yeah, so
is everything.
This card is definitely picking up on that. Yeah. Now,
I am in a legal situation that's regarding the move. And even worse.
So the love of the law, the love of the law situation could definitely is picking up on that then.
I've been studying it every day for the last 5 years.
Then that's the King of Swords energy. It's definitely picking up on that. Yes. Okay. And this card is also speaking about taking care of the weaker, you know. So, you know, there are people out there who are being abused, who are being mistreated. So it's showing that you may have the energy of being a defender of those people, somebody who fights for those people and speaks up for those people. Have you thought about being something like that?
It's similar to what I do in my job, but the problem is I put myself out there and I kind of sacrificed my own existence because I stood out for other people.
Okay.
I pretty much punished.
Okay, so hold on, because the next card is kind of picking up on that, and it's a goal or destiny, and it's a five of chalices. Now, I know the five of chalices means different things to different, you know, different cards, but in my deck, my card is showing you retaliating to somebody who spilled your five chalices. So it's showing you were hurt emotionally, and you fought back. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, I did, but not... I can't say that I was hurt emotionally, and it's ongoing.
But you know what?
I'm now fighting back.
That's
why I'm asking the
question. And that's your destiny. Your destiny is to be a fighter. Your destiny is to be a fighter, and it seems it's to help other people and to be a voice for others. I'm picking that up. This is all happening to you, so you have a story to tell others, and it seems like you need to stand up and be a defender and a protector for other people. I'm picking up on that because it's also showing like an army walking through, and this is a card that symbolizes freedom, and it also symbolizes being open to new ideas. You know what I'm saying? So maybe if you haven't thought about being that, maybe this reading will help you, you know, to guide you in that path. I mean, if you want to take it, but I'm definitely picking up, like, you being somebody who, you know, speaks up to those who are treated bad, who are abused, you know, who are, you know, who people low rate or tell them, no, you can't do this. Like, it shows you being a defender and a fighter for them, especially you learning about the law and, you know, things like that. You putting that to use is definitely showing that. So for the goal of destiny, it is showing that, and it's also showing you being successful in what you are, in your endeavor. You're showing you being successful, so you will triumph. Okay, you are a fighter, and you will win because these three cards, it's all showing knives, and it's showing the person with a knife. All three cards are you with a knife, so you are a fighter, and you will defend yourself and protect yourself by any means necessary, and you will win. Okay. So, yes, it's picking up on that, you know. Now, the next card is the Distant Past Foundation, and it's the Eight of Pentacles. Now, the Eight of Pentacles, this is a card about somebody who builds their coin, who's building their money, you know. So this card is showing that you are a hard worker, that you come from being a hard worker, because this is the Distant Past. So this shows that you work hard, you make your own money, you know. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
You know, this is a part about working with your hands, about having skills, also being dedicated and committed to your job. Whatever it is that you do that you make money, you're a dedicated and committed person. Okay,
but
so
why
is
there so
that.
Much resistance, though?
Sometimes the world resists and they push against you, but you have to push back, okay? Yeah. If people resist you, you're doing something right. If people are against you, you're doing something right. You know what I'm saying? You're doing something right. You are a fighter. You have to stand in that, claim it, Claim it. Claim it. And let that empower you. Okay? You are, mm-hmm. So this card is picking up on you being,
I know, I said,
Okay. So, this is the card about, you being, Okay, this is the card about you being a hard worker, working with your hands and making money from what you do. Now, the next card is the recent past, and it's the Three of Pentacles. And this is a card about somebody who has great ability, somebody who has great skills, somebody who makes money. Once again, it's another money card, okay? Making money from what you do, and you're good at it. And this is also a card about a celebrity or somebody who is very well known. I mean, so are you somebody who has a name out there who's known, or?
I'm not a celebrity, but I know a lot of people.
But it's picking up on that energy.
But I didn't realize until recently how many people like.
So you have this energy around you that you could be very well known. You have a celebrity type energy on you. Do you realize that?
I don't know. Maybe because I've just been in the same place and I haven't been able to, develop in areas that I want to develop in.
Yeah. But you have it in you. You have it in you. Like, you have a strength in you that you do not know that you have yet, but the cards are showing it. And it seems like when you're pushed, you fight back. But I know it's hard. I mean, it's like I kind of want to, like... tell you so much more, but this card is picking up on that and on that celebrity energy. I feel like you have potential to rise and to be a well-known person who speaks on unjust things of that nature. I mean, this card's picking up on that, okay? So that's the recent past. Now, the next card is the future influence, and it's a two of pentacles. It's a two of chalices. Now, the future influence, the two of chalices, this is a card about you meeting somebody in the future. This is a card about passion. It's about also love and the perfect couple. So this card is kind of speaking on you and the future influence finding somebody who you can connect with. This is showing two people coming together, and they're like toasting with chalices, And this is the card that's showing two people from two different paths coming together. Okay, and this can mean love, this can also mean business, but something that's going to mesh perfectly, okay? So for the future, it is a positive card of you finding somebody, or it could be a situation that fits you perfectly, emotionally, okay?
Okay, and who I want that to be? My husband.
Oh, so see, look, it's definitely.
He just doesn't understand all of this.
It's picking up on that energy, okay? Now, the next card is about the questionnaire about you. And it's the Eight of Chalices. And this is a card about somebody who is mature, somebody who has sacrificed, also somebody who has renounced, as far as like you've spoken against injustice, you've spoken against people who have come and attacked you. This is a card off of a public speaker. So once again, you have public speaking energy around you, and it's over and over again showing itself in this reading. This is a card also about growth, okay, and coming correct, and it's showing people around you that are willing to listen to you. Does that make
that's
sense
the future,
to you?
Though. What you're saying to me, everything that you're saying to me makes sense. If I could just get, the people in my immediate circle, my children, my spouse to understand, because I already feel the tugging in my spirit. I know what I'm currently doing. It's not fulfilling my highest purpose.
Yeah, this is showing that, this is showing you being
and I know
a speaker
I have
and
that,
speaking.
I know I have that ability because the same stuff that they do on TED, I could do. Like TED Talk.
And that's right. And I could do, when you said I could do, I felt more of a spirit in your voice now than I have the whole time you've been speaking. So have that on you. Have that. Now, okay, the next card is the environmental factors, and it's the Knight of Pentacles. Now, once again, this is a card about a teacher. This is a card about somebody who is a mentor. This is a card about somebody who people can come to and rely on. This is somebody who also is planting seeds for the future, you know? There's somebody who's planting seeds. There's somebody who has an authority. You know, in my deck, he's riding on an elephant, and he's throwing seeds out there. So this is the man who's coming through with wisdom and planting seeds, you know, for the future. And this is, like I said, a teacher. So you have this type of teacher energy speaking out for others, people coming to you, you talking. So you do have this on you, this energy, okay, the Knight of Pentacles. And it's also, this is a money card. This is a money card also. So you will make money.
Mm-hmm. I am a teacher.
See, look, it's picking up on the energy, and it's saying you're making money from that too. You're making money from it, okay? So planting those seeds and making money and people relying on you, trusting you. So definitely this is a good card. Now, the next card is the Inner Emotion, and it's the Five of Wands. Now, this is a card, once again, it's about preparing for something, you know. It's a card about getting ready for something. This is a card, you know, you may have people who would want to not attack you, but who would want to kind of like come against you or speak out like, oh, well, you know, I don't agree with her, or, you know, I don't agree, or kind of, you know, wanting to outspeak. But no, do not let that defeat you. Do not let that, you know, them challenging you, try to set you back or make you feel some kind of way. This is a card about you getting ready, about you preparing. You know, it's showing a group of men kind of like getting their guns ready. So get it ready, okay? Sometimes you have to fight back, you know, especially in a public type of speaking thing. You know, being a public personality, you may have some people who don't agree, but that's neither here nor there. You're here for the people who are for you, okay? So the Five of Wands is definitely saying getting ready for this. There's something that's happening, that's about to come, that's happening, okay? So that's the Inner Emotion. Now, the last card, the final result, is the Star card. The Star card, okay? That is the last card. Now, the Star card, this is the card that's showing a woman who's bare, she's nude, and she's standing on top of a mountain, and she has her hand out reaching to the sky. This is somebody who is bare, who is open, okay? The Star card is about having hope. It's about having harmony within yourself, okay? It's about enjoying life, and it's also about being a star, about being the center of attention. And at the top of the mountain, it can't be lonely. She is lonely up there, you know, but she's at the top, okay? And she knows who she is, and she has no shame, no shame at all. She's nude, okay? And she has her hand out to the universe. She's connected to the sky. So in the final result, this card is saying, be true to yourself. Be you. You know, and in that, you will find success, you will find greatness, and you will be that star. Okay?
Okay. The one that you were telling me about, the Five of Wands, you know, one of my biggest concerns at this point right now are my children, especially considering all the battles, because as I was mentioning, I guess while you were reading it, you didn't hear me. I am a teacher, and it's a very political job, and it's a very dirty job now. It's a very cutthroat job, and it takes away the passion from planting those seeds that, you know, I have to look around the environment and say, why are people here who do not want to see other people learn? Other people teach.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's become very political side.
Your path is set for you. You know, don't worry about that. The cards are showing your path is set for you.
So but here's the strangest thing. Like this past year, the only reason why I kind of like made it through was because I had to play possum the whole year. Like, I did certain things
I understand that, but see,
people was trying to make
playing possum, listen, playing possum is no longer serving you. This is the card, you know,
okay.
You got the card about being a fighter, fighting. Get that knife out, and when somebody want to come and attack you, you stab them, okay? But learn how to bring that knife back when you're done, you know? So thank you so much for calling. I want to get one more caller before I go. So
thank you
so much.
Could you please keep me on the line? I do appreciate everything.
Oh, definitely,
you have
definitely.
To say.
No,
I've learned a lot by listening
definitely.
To you. I took like 3 pages of notes. I appreciate
wow.
It.
Okay. Well, I'm honored. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Now we will take the last caller, which is 646. 646.
Hello?
One more time. 646?
Hello?
646, can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me? Hello, can
perfect,
you hear me?
Perfect, I can hear you clear. I can hear you clear as day.
Okay, hey, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm actually
okay.
In bed. Yes.
Can you give me your name?
Oh, okay. My name is Alisa.
Alisa?
Lisa, yeah.
Lisa. Okay, Lisa. Okay, Lisa, can you give me your question, please?
I have a question in regards to my love life. Currently, I'm single. Do you see me meeting anyone within the next, I would say, I'm giving myself time because I have other things that I'm working on. So I won't be, like, focused.
Okay.
So you can give me, like, a timeline or give me a little bit of insight.
Okay, well, let's ask the cards for Lisa's love life. Show me. Ooh, okay. When the cards do that.
That might have stopped.
Okay, the first card is the present position. So the first card, this is a card about you being ready. You being ready for a relationship. It seems like you've had maybe some men in the past that were a-holes.
There you go. Yes, sir.
It's picking up on that because it's showing a lamb or like a goat and 4 hyenas.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, you know, this is a card about you being ready, you know, you being ready to cross that path. You know, yes, you've had these hyenas in the past, but you still have an openness. You know, this is a card about, like I said, readiness of spirit. It's also a card of you ready to discover, to explore, you know, to put yourself out there. So the present position is definitely picking up on that. Now, the next card is the immediate Okay, so the next card is the immediate influence, and it's so funny, the temperance card has appeared all 3 times in this reading for all 3 people that I've read. Once again, the temperance card is a card about balancing your energies, the immediate influences, okay? It's a card about, you know, meditation, harmonizing those energies within you, okay? You know, aligning those chakras, having those chakras moving, you know, correctly, you know, rotating clockwise the correct way, however it is that they move, you know, the temperance card, but also knowing when to defend yourself, you know. And it's also showing that you have that knife ready because, like I said, like I told the previous caller, this is in my deck, it's showing an older man, and he's walking down a path. And it's funny because in the first card, the 3 of Wands, the goat, he's walking a path. So this, in the second card, the man is also walking a path. Now, from the back, from behind, the old, you know, it looks like an old man with a cloak. But what you don't know is when he turns, if you go in front of him, he's carrying a knife. So he's ready. Think he may be weak. Okay. To me, it seems like you come off as very nice, or you know, maybe to some men as weak or something. But see, mm-hmm. you've developed that knife to fight back now, okay?
Okay.
So it definitely is showing that energy, you know, but also rebalancing, like I said, the previous caller, rebalancing that energy so you're not always on the defense or always on attack mode, you know, with these men. But when you know that you have to attack, you attack. Now, the next card is the Goal or Destiny, and it's the Six of Chalices. And the Six of Chalices, this card is kind of showing that you've been reminiscing about the past. This is a card about, you know, enjoyable memories, positive experiences. You know, so it seems like maybe you think of the ideal or the good of the past relationships of these guys that you have been with. Does that make sense to you?
It makes a little bit.
Yeah. But this card is also symbolizing celebration, okay? Not only is it about remembering good times, but it's also a card about celebration, about enjoying life. And, you know, that's really what's important at the end of the day. Yes, you know, in this life we want to find someone, we want to be in a relationship, we want to be loved, but I personally feel that, you know, the true meaning of life, it's celebrating yourself and enjoying yourself, you know, and enjoying the people around you who truly love you, you know, because I can speak for myself, you know, I do find myself desiring someone, but at the end of the day, you know, I'm me, even when you're with somebody, you have to be okay with yourself and enjoy and celebrate you. So this is the card that's saying, you know, when you're out there, you know, like let's say going out and you know, going to public places or, you know, places where, you know, people frequent, you know, it's about being happy, about having that positive energy, about celebration, about enjoying life, basically. So this is the card that's definitely speaking on that you will be going to very happy places and meeting people and celebrating and enjoying. So this is definitely a good card that's coming up, you know, for the Goal or Destiny is you going places and enjoying and celebrating with others, okay? So that's the Goal or Destiny. Now, the next card is the Distant Past. Distant Past, the Devil card that came out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Devil card, this may be a man in your past, somebody who was self-destructive, somebody who was abusive and greedy. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
You know, this is a man who's trying to... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bad. I'm listening. Uh-huh.
Oh, you know, the Devil card, in my card, you know, it's showing these two people in the right of way. It's kind of speaking on, you know, like Adam and Eve tied to the devil, like they're tied to him. You know, and they're looking up at him. So it seems like you love this man, you know, and he may not have been the best person. You know, he may have been like, treated you bad, but you loved him, you know. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it was one person I did actually really, truly, truly like. But, the breakup was, it kind of ended that way. He treated me really well. But there was one that I did go, that we were dating, and he did treat me bad. Like, after a while, it just became bad. And I up to this day, if I see him, I don't even speak to him. I just walk on the other side of the street.
Wow. So, yeah, it's definitely picking up on that energy, you know, the distant past. Now, the next card is the recent, and it's the Nine of Chalices. Now, the Nine of Chalices, this is a card about you achieving your goal, okay? This is a card about you being rewarded, also about you having satisfaction, being satisfied, but it is showing there will be a challenge, okay? Because in this card, it's showing a man trying to reach out for a woman, but there's a snake in the middle of them, okay?
Ooh, snake.
And, yeah, mm-hmm. a snake, and a large one, too, like an anaconda-looking one. So, you know,
female?
It's showing that...
Is it a female, you think?
A female snake?
Yeah.
I kind of was picking up on a male. I'm not sure if
okay.
Maybe somebody a male in your life who may try to come back and stand in your way of kind of like finding someone, it is showing that even through the challenge, you will be successful, okay?
Okay, all right.
You'll be successful through it because it shows the man, he's holding the nine chalices. So,
okay.
You know, he will fight for you. You know?
Okay.
And it's also showing a man walking through a storm. So he was willing to walk through the storm for you, okay? He's willing to walk through a blizzard, okay? And, you know, it is a positive card. So it is showing, you know, gratification, reward, you know, satisfactory outcome.
Okay.
And you achieving this. That's the future. I mean, that's the recent, okay? Now, the future is the justice card. Now, the justice card, you know, this is a card about balancing what is right. This is about reestablishing order, okay?
Yeah.
So to me, this is saying that you will get justice as far as, like, you will find this man who is going to basically be the answer that all the men of the past weren't, you know, and you will have him. And these other guys will see, like you said, that guy who you cross the street when you see him or whatever, he will see you with your new man, and that will be your justice. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
All you losers, that will be your justice. So in the future influence, you will have justice for all of these hyenas.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
It will, okay. Now, the next card is about the questionnaire, and it's the Nine of Swords. So this card is saying, the Nine of Swords, that a part of you doesn't believe this, you know? A part of you kind of, you know, goes to a negative route, or you know, a part of you, like, you can kind of go negative and think, like, I'm not going to find somebody, I'm going to be alone, you know? All guys are this or that, you know? Do you feel that?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Oh, okay, I see. So sometimes I think, like, okay, if somebody's good coming toward me, what's going to be the negative output?
Yeah.
So, okay, I won't do that anymore. Okay.
Yeah, so it's definitely picking up on that energy, okay? Now, the next card is the environmental factor. And it's, now, I want to ask you a question. Have these guys in the past, have they kind of been abusive when it comes to money to you? Have they kind of, like, you know, asked you for money, or these guys have been broke or something like that?
Who? Like the guys from in the past?
Yeah.
Have they asked me for money? Yeah. One? Yeah.
Because this is a card about you holding on to money, you know? You're kind of like being, because the card, the Four Pentacles can symbolize being greedy or stingy, but I'm picking up that these guys in the past have asked you for money. So it's like now you're holding on to your money. So it's like you're paying attention to guys who don't have jobs, who you know, are not making as much as you. That's very important. And, you know, You make a good amount of money, so it's you holding on to your riches. You know, you don't want to just have a broke guy just using you for money, you know? So Four Pentacles is definitely...
Yeah, you're right. I'm listening.
So the Four of Pentacles is kind of saying that, you know, to hold on to your money, you know, and you're holding on to it, okay? Accumulating and saving. So that's the environmental factors. Now, the next card is the inner emotion, and it's the Four of Wands. Now, the Four of Wands, this is a card about you wanting somebody who you can run to and find refuge in their arms.
Yes.
Does that make sense to you?
I think every community.
This is a card. Yeah. This is a card about, you know, you finding refuge in his arms when the world could be in complete chaos, but when you're with him, it doesn't matter what's happening outside.
Yeah.
You know, that's what you want.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's the inner emotion. Now, the last card is the Ten of Wands. Now, this is a card, as a final result, it's picking up that a part of you is tired, you know, as far as, like, dealing with
Yeah, go ahead. I'm listening.
You know, it's picking up a part of you is tired with dealing with men, that it's shown that men have been kind of like two-faced, or they haven't been, you know, honest with you in the past, you know, and it is showing that you, a part of you is like worn out or fatigued from dealing with guys or a part of you kind of feels like, oh, guys, but like I said, you know, don't hold what these hyenas have done in the past for the next man, you know? Yeah, you know, so the final result is showing that, and I feel like it's a lesson for you to revitalize yourself.
Okay.
You know, revitalize yourself, you know, when you go out, just feel, you know, feel that celebration, feel the six of childhood, that celebration of a life, you know, and not all men are these hyenas types of energy. So that's the reading, you know, it is showing that you're going to find that, you're going to find that man who is going to be that solace, you know, that strength, that protector, you know, that man who you can come to, and he will be that justice. All of these guys in the past have done you wrong, these devils, okay?
You got that right. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes.
You are 100% right.
Thank you so much for calling. We only have 3 minutes left for the show, so thank you so much for calling. Oh, my God, you guys, we have 3 minutes left. Thank you so much for joining me tonight on this last-minute live reading. You guys blew me away tonight. Let me see, what do I say? Thank you all so much. You guys can find us on Triple Chalice Tarot on Instagram. You guys can find my co-host Aluna at Aluna Tarot on Instagram. And you can find me, Tarupa Shaw, at Tarupa Shaw on Instagram. If you guys want personal one-on-one readings, you guys can hit either Aluna or I or Triple Chalice on Instagram and DM us. We do live personal one-on-one readings. We do that. And what else? I think that's basically it, you guys. Oh, we do have also the Interview with the Witches series. We will have a guest speaker on Wednesday, and we have we're booked. Okay, we're actually going to add an extra week to have one more person because, you know, the feedback has been overwhelming. So thank you guys so much. We're going to add an extra week to the Interview with the Witches, and yeah, that's pretty much it. So once again, I am your host, Tarouk. Thank you all so much for calling and for tuning in and listening. And until next time.